You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I hope you're having a nice morning out there. We've got a lovely guest in the studio. Kia ora, Robbie Nicol. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm very well, thank you.
It's lovely to have you in here. People will know you from many things, probably White Man Behind a Desk being the most notable of them. But you have been running a very cool thing at the Basement Theatre, of which there is another happening this week. It's Robbie Nicol's Late Night Pilot. Tell us a wee bit about what this show is, Robbie.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been running it for, we've had four nights at the Basement so far. We've got another one coming up, as you say, and basically it is what it says on the tin. The premise of the show is that every month I'm trying something totally different, attempting a new idea for a late night show with bringing in guests, interviewing them, doing my John Oliver type monologues, explaining how the world works.
Excellent. Trying to swing the bird elections. That's what you're doing, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Trying to rig foreign elections like John Oliver did. and we've just been having a huge amount of fun. There's nothing more fun than, you know, going a bit wild and trying something new every month and then going, okay. How did that go?
Exactly. I was going to say, so setting up the premise of like having a different pilot each month is a really interesting kind of parameter to give yourself, because what happens if one of them's amazing, Robbie? How do you stop yourself from just being like, let's do more of those?
Well, I think, so we've had lots of wonderful guests, and part of that is trying to create a show that is specific to those guests. So, for example, when we had Chloe Swarbrick and David Koreas on in the same episode, David Koreas was on Taskmaster. It seemed obvious that we would end with a Taskmaster task.
Of course.
But then Chloe was also, you know, it was during the election. So we were like, okay, let's fuse those. So we made them both compete in a task and had them, you know, paint campaign posters with condiments.
Oh, gorgeous.
Absolutely stank out the room. So I do apologize to the Basement for that. But it was the last thing we did in the night. So we could just clean up afterwards.
Very good.
But, you know, so we're trying to be reactive and go exactly with the flow. And that's, you know, part of it's that it's, you know, current events and talking about politics and stuff. So if we were doing the same thing in the election season, you know, as we, you know, you want to try and change with the times.
You do. You want to roll with the punches, stay on the pulse, et cetera, et cetera. And you've got two awesome guests coming in this week. You've got Courtney Dawson, hilarious, and you've got Jesse Mulligan, very legendary. What is going to be the theme, the vibe for this show?
Well, it's a good question. I think Jesse Mulligan, the project just wrapped up, so we're going to help him do an exit interview and prepare his, you know, his next job. We'll help him figure out what he wants to achieve in life. We'll be his guidance counsellor.
Excellent.
His careers counsellor. And then I think, you know, Courtney's on Paddy Gower Has Issues. He was on the project. Feels like we need to have some kind of like light entertainment news and current events battle.
Nice.
So, you know, we'll challenge them to really, you know, prove what they're worth.
Absolutely. Now, for you, Robbie, you've always been very good, I think, at wading through the political muck and bringing conversations to audiences who maybe don't have access to that before. This feels like another natural space for that conversation to be happening. What's it like doing it live? Because that's different to the recorded process and you know, cutting together these great episodes that, you know, people will have watched from the comfort of their home. Different, fresh on when you're in the audience with everyone.
Yeah. I think it's a lot more fun to do it in front of a live audience, pretty simply. I mean, it's really nice and satisfying to create a polished, tidy video that we're, you know, pleased with and put out into the world. But then you're kind of just watching numbers go up and you're like, okay, cool.
I guess I imagine people like it. Yeah.
Those are real people, I guess. I'm assuming they're not bots.
Yeah.
Not quite the same emotional feedback that you get from people in a room clapping and laughing and you go, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's part of why I approached the Basement and said, hey, would you mind if I did this monthly show? And they were really keen and really supportive. So it was kind of to get me excited about it again and to try different things, there's a monologue in there because I think people kind of expect to have a point where I sit down for 10 minutes and explain a complicated issue.
Yep.
But the rest of it is, totally new every month, and it's, a chance to roll the dice. And if something is really fun, we'll do it again.
I like that. That's really good. That feels like setting yourself just the right amount of restriction for a show to fly very, very well.
Totally.
This one is happening. Robbie Nicol's Late Night Pilot is happening on the 18th of December. It's a 9 p.m. show up in the studio, which is nice because you can go to something beforehand. You can go have a nice dinner. Then you can head up the stairs and watch a great bit of entertainment. What can people sort of expect if they haven't been to one before? What are they getting themselves in for as an audience?
Good question. Imagine your typical late night show. So, you know, your Stephen Colbert's, your Seth Meyers, various other white dudes in America. it's a similar kind of format. So I'll come out and I'll do a bit of a monologue. Then I'll explain a topic and then we'll start interviewing and playing games. I think because it's got that late night pilot energy, it's a little bit meta, a little bit ironic, a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
Excellent.
You know, I'm slightly playing a character which, you know, is just a little bit of a, you know, a cheeky guy who, it's fun to pretend I don't fully understand how sassy I'm being, I would say, is kind of the approach I take in
That's
order to
approach.
Get comedy in there. And it's just, it's honestly, it's been a huge amount of fun. And the audience have been so great and supportive. And I think by the end, everybody feels kind of fully involved. And, you know, and because it's a late night pilot, you know, I'm telling you, you're the studio audience, so you're a part of it and you're an important, you know, key element providing the laughs. And it just has that, there's no barrier between audience and me. And I think it's a really relaxed, fun time.
That sounds awesome. It also sounds like a good thing to do at the moment. I mean, this season is, you know, referred to as the silly season for a reason. Everybody starts to lose the plot a little bit.
Totally.
I think it's nice to stick some good, fun things in the calendar that you're doing for you with your mates that can maybe take you out of the churn of work or the kind of family chaos that might be going on at this time of year. Just cut a couple of hours out to go see some excellent comedy at the Basement Theatre. Robbie Nicholas, it's lovely to have you in the studio. Basementtheatre.co.nz for tickets to Robbie Nichols' late night pilot, Break a Leg. I hope you have fun.
Thank you so much. Can't wait.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.